News from the Radio Oklahoma News Network. I'm Ann Roberts. As far as the legislature is concerned, ranked choice voting is to be banned statewide for any local community to put in place. The bill outlawing the new voting system was sponsored by Senator Brent Howard.
To make sure that every person's vote counts, that there's uniformity across the state.
Opponents saw the bill as overreach by state government. Senator Mary Boren also sees it as pure politics.
I think it's sad when we use political narratives to take things off the table.
The bill passed along party lines 37-8. Next up, the governor's desk. Oklahoma Attorney General Gettner Drummond is asking for a delay in the court fight with the governor over who is to blame for misspending $1.7 million of federal pandemic education funds. Drummond wants the lawsuit to go on hold until the state Supreme Court clears the air over his attempt to take control of the lawsuit. Daylight savings could be ending after a new bill passes through the House. Albert Castellanos has more on the story.
Senate Bill 1200 will get rid of the time changes in the spring and fall, locking in the spring forward standard. According to Representative Scott Fettgatter, the majority of Oklahomans endorsed the bill.
American Farmers and Ranch, Oklahoma Automobile Dealers, OML, the Municipal League, and the Restaurant Association, are they endorsing this bill?
I think the question, not only are they endorsing the bill, but so are over 80% of your constituents.
Oklahoma will be exempt from participating in daylight savings, even if it is established federally.
The OU Health Stevenson Cancer Center will be opening a hospital at the OU Tulsa campus. The Tulsa expansion will be funded through a public-private partnership and includes an initial $50 million appropriation by the state legislature from the American Rescue Plan Act and the state general fund to the University Hospitals Authority and Trust. From the Radio Oklahoma News Network, I'm Ann Roberts.
Hillary Communications, serving more than 19,000 customers with telephone service in 22 counties throughout Oklahoma and Texas. The company also offers IP television service and internet speeds up to 1 gig. Hillary Communications continuously researches the marketplace for innovations and strives to improve underdeveloped areas, offering services that exceed expectations. To learn more, visit Hillary.com.
Oklahomans want their news from journalists in Oklahoma. And that's what you get with the Radio Oklahoma News Network. Reporters who live in the states you love, covering the news that matters the most. State government, energy, education, health, and the environment. So when we say news by Oklahomans for Oklahomans, we mean it. Find us at RadioOklahomaNews.com.